gotta find peace in your own way. You gotta find love in the right place. You gotta find the answers to the questions that you cannot say. But you can't do it all in one day. Do-do, do-do-do. And no, you can't do it all in one day. If you gotta go, you're gonna stay. And no, you can't do it all in one day. They say you can't, well, you better show them. Someone needs a help, but you don't owe them. You better do a try, cause you know a there is karma in this life. Yes, you're gonna find that out one day. And do-do, do-do-do. Yes, you're gonna find that out one day. If you gotta go, you're gonna stay. Yes, you're gonna find that out one day.
You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, for a show called Listening Lyrics, where I interview musicians. Or sometimes people that call themselves musicians. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. And today with us, we have Max Van Dyke and Julian Dean of the Big Poppies. And in the background, you're hearing Max sing One Day that was recorded, I would say, 9 years ago, right here in this studio on Listening Lyrics. Welcome, Max.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Peter? It's great to be back here.
It's nice to have you back.
It's funny. That's like the first song I ever really wrote. And I haven't really, since it's the first song I wrote, I completely forgot it. I haven't played it for like 6 years or something. And now you play it, and it's kind of bringing back, okay, it wasn't so bad.
No, it wasn't too bad.
Not a bad way to start, at least.
We also have Julian here. Julian, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. So we got the whole hour, guys. We're going to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing, what you guys will be doing, why you're doing it. Sometimes I think I need a couch here so you guys can lay down and I can pick your brains. But anyways, you played at a place called Morgan's Mill 3, 4, 5 weeks ago or more.
Yeah, just I think 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago.
And it was acoustic, but it was such an awesome vibe that I hope you do it again sometime. And Chris, if you're listening, I'm sorry there was no drums involved, but maybe you could tap something like a jazz thing. You know, you rub that.
Yeah, maybe Chris, our drummer in our rock band that we're in, is who Peter's talking about, and we sometimes like to chill it out, just the two of us. We're both the singers in the band, play guitar, and Julian plays a lot of other instruments. So sometimes there's not quite the space for a full band.
Right.
So that's why we decided to be able to have like a little solo or like a duo acoustic set.
Right.
And that was the first time we've ever done it, just the two of us in front of the public. And it was really fun. We've actually been working on it since like the pandemic started, coming over to my house. I make dinner for Julian and we go upstairs in my little music studio and we just, you know, work on songs, come up with lyrics, kind of find a cool cover to play that's like, you know, not with the band,
right,
just like acoustically, the two of us.
Yeah. Nice.
And we had a lot of fun. It's definitely something we're going to do a lot more.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll be looking for it. Julian, how did you get involved in the Big Poppies?
My time with this band, I met Max and Chris when Woodstocks used to host the not an open mic night, but an open jam night.
Right. I remember
those.
And
those were a lot of fun. Kind of hooked up over there, and Max invited me out to sit in with a rehearsal. And we just kind of, from that point on, just kept getting together, writing music. Right. And fast forward, here we are.
Great. Here we are, and there you are. I hear you're also an instructor.
You know, kind of. I work with high school kids in Vacaville and Dixon. I mostly just teach special ed and music classes, sometimes math, sometimes English. It runs the gamut.
Can we dig into that a little bit? I'd love to. I'd love to know how, especially with special ed, how music, it affects everybody, but is it different for people with special needs?
Well, sure, right?
Yeah.
It's like music's one of the great mediums that everyone can appreciate.
Right.
No matter what walk of life you come from.
Right.
Even if you don't know anything about music, I'm sure that everyone has their favorite song. And
right, right. Yes, of course.
We don't get to do too much of that sometimes in the classroom. A lot of it's just telling kids to get back to work and
there you go.
Stay focused.
Okay, let's just throw out a few random questions. I'm kind of curious, Max, you,
yes.
What is the first big concert you ever attended? And who was it?
I vividly remember it. So I was, I think, in second grade, and it was here at the venue. It's not like the MU in Davis. I can't remember what it's called.
Not Memorial. Freeborn Hall, right?
And it was Fuel, band, the rock band Fuel.
Great band.
And opening for them was a rock, even heavier rock band called Saliva.
Oh.
And it was really cool, honestly. Like, first show I've ever been to that was more than, like, 50 people. Growing up, I went to music my whole life. I'm from Winters, which is, like, a very musical community.
Unbelievable.
For how
lots
small. Yeah. I mean, to kind of circle back to what Julian was talking about, in class, I remember one of my earliest memories in school was the great Keith Carey coming to classrooms and bringing all sorts of instruments, ones maybe he even invented himself, and just handing it out to kids, and we'd all just kind of jam.
Right.
It was like first graders. And that kind of really nudged me towards, you know, banging on pots and pans with wooden spoons and then eventually working my way towards playing drums and picking up the guitar later. So my community really had a lot to do with that. I was around music a lot growing up, but then, like, the first real big show was that Fuel Saliva rock show here in Davis, and it was Halloween time, and I remember there was, like, a costume competition, and the vibe was just really fun, and as, a second, third grader, I was just like, I want to be around music as much as I can, and it was really cool, and then, you know, ever since then, I think I would go to a big show every 6 months. My dad loves music. He really enabled me to be able to, like, kind of be a part of that community and enjoy the wonderful, you know, event that is live music.
Right.
So ever since that Fuel show, which I think the big song is Shimmer. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the names, but
yeah, of course.
That was, like, the big hit by Fuel. And, you know, now they have Daughtry, a guy from American Idol, was their lead singer now. So they're actually they're a really big rock band. You should check them out, Peter. You're ashamed you don't know who Fuel is, the great band.
I didn't know Fuel got rid of their singer.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't want to get into it, but it's funny you asked me a question that I have, like, such a vivid memory of it, too. It's, I mean, the next question you asked me, I might not know, but.
Well, you mentioned what's going on here? There we go. Freeborn Hall. I remember going to Freeborn Hall, and I saw Bob Dylan during one of his weird periods.
Nice.
And he had his hat on, and we hardly saw his face. He played to the band.
Cool.
He never turned around and looked at us. And the police were, it was sort of the beginning of no smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
So the police were telling people who were smoking cigarettes to stop, but people puffing on a weed, they didn't bother.
No.
I could never figure that out. How about you, Julian? Which one was yours?
I also, one of my first shows, I used to go to the Warped Tour in high school.
Okay.
I was into the, I was an emo kid, believe it or not, pop punk, kind of these different genres. But Freeborn Hall, I saw Story of the Year. This was maybe 2004, 2005. And that was the first show where, you know, they were doing more than just playing music. They were, could have been acrobats climbing up on their amplifiers, doing backflips off these things, throwing their guitars all around. I don't think bands do that much anymore.
I vividly remember the band Story of the Year, and I was in, like, that emo kind of, like scene kid rock band growing up, and we totally tried to mimic them. We picked that band particularly. And you saw them at Freeborn Hall, the same place I saw my first show?
I saw them with this band, Lost Prophets, as well, but we can't really talk about what happened to those guys. But,
yeah, let's go with that one.
But anyway, this was the first concert that kind of really kind of sparked my interests in forming my own music groups around school. So I played in the jazz band in high school. Nice. And there was other students in that group who were like-minded and wanted to start their own music group.
Of course. So
we were called Signal Shattered. Okay. We did release a couple LPs, or I guess little six-track CDs, and self-produced them all. We were in high school. We thought we were
going to
make it to the moon.
Computers or self-produced?
Well, I'm not that old.
Oh.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think they were still using Pro Tools back then. And,
yeah, okay. I'm not that old.
Interestingly enough, not to foreshadow anything, but, you know, the Big Poppies we just finished up recording a full album, and the engineer that recorded us was Frentz. He was kind of like the protege of this guy, Phil, who recorded our high school band.
Oh, wow.
So okay. Kind of came full circle years later.
Nice. Uh-huh. Well, we're going to get into some of the stuff with the Big Poppies and where you guys are going to be playing, but this is a music show, and we're nudging toward the first quarter of the show already getting behind us. You guys want to pick a song for us?
Yeah. What do you want to do, Max? You want to do Time and Again?
Yeah, sounds good.
Start with that one here.
Time and Again.
Time and Again.
Okay, this is a song who wrote.
Might want
to
move your mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This was a tune that that traces its beginnings back to my university days or somewhere around there.
Okay.
That was 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. So.
Right.
And it took about 14, 15 years. I found Max, and then, just trying to rack our brains for songs to play. Saw this one sit in the notebook.
Okay.
Thought that maybe it'd be a good one to break out. And I think it works.
Okay.
We'll play it for you guys right now.
Well, you guys start. I'll move the mics around as we're going and see where it all ends up.
All right. You all set, Maxie?
Mm-hmm.
One,
following you.
Two, three. I've been down this old road once before. I keep coming back for more. What feels time and again? I've been caught in a haze. I've been locked up for days in this room and these four walls again. And I only found myself in time. I've had to learn. Down this old road once before. I keep coming back for more. What feels time and again? I've been lost, I've been found in my town, running round this big earth as she turns and she spins. And I only found myself in time. I've had to learn. I tried to run from all the things that were bringing me down, and now I don't fight them at all. I'm
two-thirds of the Big Poppies.
Well, we do
Max
have a fourth
and Julian.
Guy.
Oh, we do have a fourth?
Oh, yeah, we got a bassist.
Oh.
A bassist. Our bassist's name is John, but he's in New Orleans right now, so he's really not. He's not worried too much.
Excuse
he's
me.
Having a good time.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad he's in a music city. You guys harmonize very well.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so, like, it's funny, like, when we first got together, we kind of realized that we work pretty good together. Like, my few strengths were some of the things that Julian could work on, and then obviously Julian's massive musical talent really helped me out on some things, like harmonizing, like something I was never naturally able to do, and Julian being like a music teacher and a music guy in college, playing trumpet and stuff. So he really kind of like taught me, honestly, almost starting with that song we just played, like kind of how to harmonize. And I was always kind of famously just kind of singing what the other guy's singing when that's not harmonizing.
No.
And then kind of realizing, oh my goodness, I have my own part and I have to stick to it. and that really has helped me. I love it. I mean, playing harmonies singing harmonies, playing harmonies.
Right.
It really adds some deep richness to music that.
Absolutely.
That, you know, as the Big Poppies was a kind of a power trio for a long time, just me singing, and didn't really get to do that. And then, so now with Julian in the band and John, our bassist, who's a fantastic musical mind as well. I believe he did jazz bass here at UC Davis.
He's
We met him in Davis too. We're all like Davis people. That's how we met up. And so we've kind of expanded our sound from just being like this band that you need earplugs for something that maybe you need. You can like sit at a coffee shop and like listen to and like talk to your, you know, significant other and not be drowned out by kind of shredding stuff.
Exactly. So, Julian, you also play the trumpet. What else?
I play the horn. That was kind of my first instrument that I really started getting into, where I'd take my instrument home and practice. And by necessity, almost, I always found myself in these groups, and we were always short a singer, or they were short a guitar player, or they were short a keyboard player, you name it. So I figured, well, it's a perfect opportunity to go ahead and
learn those things,
pick one of these bad boys up and start making music.
So once you learn the structure of music, I guess is appropriate to say, then going from one instrument to another is a little easier?
You know, it's like the way that we kind of do it is when we go to write songs, maybe an idea lends itself more to a keyboard or maybe a guitar. I can't do the horn and the guitar and the horn and the keyboard at the same time, obviously.
No.
Sometimes we will kind of switch off, you know, in parts of songs.
No, but I mean learning how to play. Like if you didn't know the music structure on a guitar or on a piano, how difficult would it be to pick up the trumpet? You'd have to start at the bass, right? But since you already know that, I don't know if I'm articulating it correctly.
Well, you know, I guess the way I would interpret that is, you know, I have a pretty good understanding of all the different keys and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't, we purposely avoid certain keys.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then, you know, these modern keyboards also have a transpose function.
Right.
So you just press a couple buttons, and I could play everything in the key of, you know, quote unquote C if I wanted to, which is friendly. A lot of keyboard players start learning middle C, for example.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it's like our music is not that complicated. We're not doing jazz here, so there's not a lot of difficult chord progressions and whatnot. So
tell me about what's coming up for the Big Poppies. Any shows, any new albums? What's going on?
Okay, so we do have a new album that's been working. We've been working on it for years and years, and it's pretty much done. I think it's just getting mastered right now, and kind of like you know, a painter or something, like a visual artist. That it's never fully done in their eyes, and that's kind of how it was for us. Where,
of course,
we started recording it last like May, so we've been in and out of the studio for almost a year.
What studio are you using?
The sound engineer, his name is Robert Velasquez.
Bob Swanson, we call him
Bob Swanson. I guess is his pseudo.
His studio is called Mayhemness Studios, and it's out of a big warehouse in what, South Sacramento?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like South, okay. Sacramento. He's done all, he records a lot of people in the Sacramento area. He's a Sacramento guy, actually. Okay. My, a couple of my friends that I know who just play music from like hip hop to death metal have right. recorded with him. And it's been really fun working with him. He's kind of like, he knows what he's doing, been doing this since he was a kid, kind of. And he's a musician as well, obviously. So it's worked really well. And so there's the album is pretty much done. It was just getting, you know, the nuts and bolts.
But you finished recording it.
Yeah, so far. As I was saying, you're never fully done. No, we're done. Actually, like a month ago, I went in and finished okay. the last, like, you know, fourth vocal part that I'm like, oh, it needs this. And it's really just like small background stuff.
Okay.
So that's, I mean, so that's how much we really kind of dove deep into this album right. because it's a 10-song album. We're not going to put it on CDs. Who has CD players anymore? I don't think anybody really does. No. So we're gonna get really good art, and we have some really cool ideas, and we're gonna, you know, press a record, actual vinyl, you know, album, and I think that's the way to go nowadays, honestly.
Yeah.
And so we're really proud of that. We wanted to have a full length album. That's
an investment.
It is an investment, right? But this is all kind of an investment, honestly. We. This is a goal that we've really wanted to have, and
well, you know what's sweet about LPs, because you have collectors in LPs. The mm-hmm. the collection for CDs is sort of okay. Like everybody has a lot of CDs, but with LPs, people just like to collect them. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
and like I have a lot of LPs, and I use Discogs. Do you know them? You go on Discogs, they buy and sell, and you can set up your own Discogs. So I list all of my albums, what condition they're in, and whenever I play it. I'm kind of freaky about it. So now I can go and say, well, you know, I pull out this album. Hell, I haven't played it in 10 years, you know, stuff like that. So right. Discogs is something to look into.
Cool. Yeah. I will definitely keep that in mind. Yes. Yeah. My partner, she's got a huge collection of records. She's a big collector, and we have it hooked up to our nice sound system in our living room. So on Saturday, Sunday mornings, we put a couple of records on. We clean the house, maybe really just pet our dog and chill out. But so I know that there's a big, you know, appeal to having a record when you're playing a live show,
right?
And you have a nice looking LP,
right?
For sale.
It's going to be black or color.
We have an idea. We're not going to give that one out yet. You got to wait and you got to buy it. But so you got to check it out at our shows, and then so we're gonna. I think it's a good idea to have that as something to offer our fans.
So let me ask you. You mentioned that you went to the recording studio, and I guess the producer. Is that the right title for whoever's organizing, recording it?
I think it'd be more the engineer.
Okay. Right. How much of an influence did he have as to the end product? Or she? I shouldn't have used.
No, that's fine. Bob. So he is a great guy to work with.
Right.
Really fast and accurate at what he does. He just gets in there. You know, they can make magic in these things. I never thought that our band could sound as tight as we did on the.
But would he say, listen, guys, you need to go in a little different direction here, he does. Okay,
yeah. So a lot of the time, bands, what they can do, mostly I think soloists can kind of get caught with their pants down, so to speak, because you know, when it comes to putting something on tape, I mean, you got to be on it.
Right.
And that's a very sobering moment when you think you've got it and you go to lay it down and it's just not pocketing correctly.
Right.
And I asked Bob, it's like, what happens when, you know, someone who comes in and they're totally green and not ready? He just says, hey, go home, practice,
right,
come back later, let's move on.
Yeah.
So we can make the most of our time.
Right, right.
And then, of course, it's always nice to have another set of ears in someone who's not necessarily familiar with all your music. And you can ask. I asked him a couple times, hey, is this sound okay? Is this idea good? He's like, no, that's I think you can come up with something better.
Yeah.
So back to the drawing board.
Okay.
And but luckily, I think we kind of did our due diligence, and I thought we were pretty prepared. And
yeah, we've been working on it for like 4 years, so
yeah.
We better.
So what happened to the days in my time when the Beatles were first recording?
Oh, sure.
They would go into the studio, and in a matter of a day mm-hmm. or less, they had an album.
That's right.
Why isn't that done anymore? Is it because we're so much more sophisticated that people are listening to odd things happening in what however you're recording that might not fly today? I don't know. I've always wondered that.
That's a good question. I really think it boils down to the caliber of musicians. I mean, a lot of those old bands, you know, they just played all the time, and they could come in. They probably playing 20 hours a week together or whatever in between gigging and rehearsing.
Right.
And they're just super tight. We get together, you know, once a week, and, you know, we're tight enough to put on a cool live show. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if playing to like a metronome or whatever, we're not all the time that tight. But
okay.
I would say, though, also, I think people do. I think people produce or record, you know, like record an album in a day still to this day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure people all around the world are still kind of, you know, in there. I mean, there's never been more opportunity than nowadays to kind of record something or create something. There's so many amazing artists out there that people don't even know about, will never know about. And who's to say that they're not kind of getting together on a weekend and coming out with a 4-song album? I think, you know, we have tried to do that in the past and it doesn't work out. But I think that people still do that. You maybe just don't hear about them because they're not called the Beatles.
Did you record your vocals separate from the instrumental? And like Chris, did he do his drums separate mm-hmm. from you guys?
Yeah, so we did it all track by track, which is when it's like, you know, one part at a time.
I think the technology kind of allows for that too.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can go back and punch something in 100 times until you get it right. I personally have a belief where I think sometimes some of the magic can be lost if you're going track by track. I wanted to record the album live, like how the Beatles would have been. But Bob talked us out of that. He said, no, let's just do it. We'll do it this way. This is the industry standard way now. It's fine. It all worked out.
I like that we did do it track by track. I think it does. So there's kind of give and take. So in the moment that live music magic can happen, but then sometimes it might not quite sound as like super tight and professional, which is kind of in my mind. I was really hoping that we would have that kind of produced sound for this new one. And then, you know, we've already got like 10 new songs that we have come up with in the time that we've recorded the last one. So the opportunity is there to do like a live session.
Right.
We have people recording us on video camera while we're recording it, and it should be high quality.
Oh, nice.
Or maybe just doing like a single where we're just all doing it live. We do have a lot of in our music, like Julian's playing keys and trumpet and backup vocals and guitar in some of these songs that we have.
You can't do it all.
We wouldn't be able to do it. We'd be punching things in anyway. So I think that this is kind of the right thing for this project.
I think so too.
So if people want to look you up, where do they go? You must have Facebook.
Yeah, we have Facebook.
Instagram.
We don't have
a website.
We don't have a TikTok yet, but I don't know. That might not be long for this
country. Website.
We don't have a website. We kind of have worked on a website. It's probably something that we need to be doing probably within this year. We can do better. Thanks for pointing out the things that we need to work on. Because you're right. I mean,
if you had a website, I was going to say, well, I'm hoping you're having orders. What do you call that? Pre-orders?
Pre-orders.
Pre-orders before it's released.
We're really not even that organized yet. Yeah. We just try to get one thing done at a time. We haven't gotten there yet. I think we do have the rights to thebigpoppies.com. We just haven't been able to really build the website. I have a couple friends that do website design that have kind of worked on it too. We just do need to get down and do it. I mean, I don't know if it's just because we're and you said you're not that old, but we might be getting too old now to where we can kind of like be so tech savvy or whatever and be able to be on all the platforms. But yeah, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we are on Spotify, we have a Bandcamp, we have a YouTube channel. So I think that's enough for now. We can really work on it.
So we're halfway through the show. I've got to tell people now that we've got some stuff going on here. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. I'm sitting here with Max Van Dyke and Julian Dean of the Big Poppies. This show is replayed Saturdays from 7 a.m. and from 7 to 8 a.m. and Sundays from 12 to 1. It'll also be available on podcast starting tomorrow. I am going to ask Julian to read our public service announcement for the day, and it's a good one.
Okay. Davis Community Meals and Housing. Davis Community Meals offers food, housing, and hope to people in need. Programs include street outreach, meal services, permanent, transitional, and emergency housing, as well as pathways to employment. If you need help or can offer food, funds, or your time, visit daviscommunitymeals.org.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
That was your educator's voice. That was very well done.
That was good. That was good, yeah. I think it's Community Meals also. No, it isn't. It's something else with they deliver meals to the elderly that need meals delivered. I forget exactly.
Meals, are you talking about
Meals on
Wheels?
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's hard to believe that in this country, in this country, this happens. Yolo County alone has like 8,000 or 10,000 elderly people that cannot get out to get their own food. They just don't have family or friends. It's hard to believe, but these people do good work. So thank you for reading that.
Nice.
All righty. We're going to play something you sent me that's been recorded.
Yes.
So tell me about
this. Is, these new iPhones don't have the headphone jacks.
Right. So. You talk about it and I'll make it work.
Yeah. So the next song that you guys are going to hear is a track off of our upcoming album. I guess we're kind of going with the name Bossa, which you'll hear it. This one's going to feature everything that the Big Poppies have, including horns, keyboards, guitars, percussion,
okay.
Drums.
So I'm just doing a little copying and pasting here because I had it ready to play for my iPhone, but yes, I didn't bring all the right gear. Alrighty, are we ready? And the name of this again is?
Max, what's the name of it?
It's funny. We're still working on the names for some of these titles. And this is one of those tracks that we kind of haven't found the 100% the best name for. We just call it Bossy because it's a Bossa Nova song.
Perfect. Thank you. the Big Poppies doing a little bossa nova for us. And not only that, I'm going to play something that I would like Max to listen to.
Here we go.
Kind of turned me, Ryan and on? I have turned it into a little song of ourselves.
But, okay.
So people that listen to bossa nova, it'll probably sound very, very similar to everything else that they listen to.
Let's hear it. So you're listening to the same song that I just played earlier, but this one is Max on his guitar, nine, pushing 10 years ago, right here in this studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Max, I might make a little fun of how you were doing back then, but I listened to that show completely this morning.
Cool.
My sound levels were horrid. You came in very low. I came in very high. Yeah. So we've both learned something.
Absolutely.
In 10 years.
Well, hopefully.
I'd hope so, too. Yeah.
It's funny because the first time I came here and did this listening lyrics hour
right.
with you,
right.
that was kind of the kickstart of me actually playing music outside. When I just got out of college, I played baseball in college.
Really?
My focus was not on music at all. I was done with college. I was done with baseball. I was entering the workforce. And I, just started playing open mics.
Right.
I met some friends, decided to play music, you know, like try to give this thing a shot. And now, and that was kind of the kickstart to it. And now I'm back here and been playing music in the area for almost 10 years now. And it's kind of flown by in my eyes. And I don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now, but I really hope we're all back here and doing another one with another, you know, show and with another couple albums.
With our third version of the Bossa song.
It might have a name by then.
I hate to spoil it, but the years are creeping up on me. I'm 79. I'll be 89 in 10 years. It's not
going to
happen.
You'll still be doing radio. And you're still going to, like, what, Europe on a trip soon? You were telling me about that at our show.
I'm
you're going on a fun
grandson
trip.
I'm taking my grandson to Holland, where I was born.
Awesome.
And he's 16, and we're going to start on the west coast of Holland, go through Amsterdam, and go all the way to the German border, pedaling on our bikes.
That's cool. So cool.
That sounds like fun.
So, Julian, you were teaching in Spain like a few years ago. Did you ever go to that area?
I never made it to Holland. No, I never made it to Holland. But I was teaching English overseas in Spain for a year, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It opens your eyes that there's more to the world than just America.
Sure.
Right?
I did miss my guitar, though, I will say.
Okay, guys, get your guitars. I need to hear another song. We've played all of the recordings I have programmed here for this show.
Okay.
And it was fun going back, I will say that.
Excuse me.
I'm so glad I have this now. I'm going to listen to it again at home with my bourbon.
Cool. Now we're talking. What do you want to do, Maxie? No Denying or one of your tunes?
Let's do the, are you cool to do I Get By?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I want to sing a song, and then we'll do the end of the show in 10 minutes or whatever, or whenever we're wrapping it up. We'll do another one where you're singing, because I really like No Denying. That's a fun one.
Okay. So which one are you doing?
We're going to do a song that's called I Get By.
Okay.
It's kind of like a bluegrass,
uh-huh.
kind of Americana song.
Yep.
It's a fun one. It features Julian kind of chicken picking and me kind of trying to do my best thing on a bluegrass, Billy String style kind of song style. So, yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Ready?
Nice.
One, two, three.
If you wanna take my soul from me, better strip away my sanity. Make it be that I don't live free. You better make sure my heart don't beat. Don't wanna walk down that old beaten path. Wanna blaze a new one. I won't look back. When I get there, I'll sing about the past. Oh, I'll be home at last. I get knocked down when I get back up. When I'm thirsty, I fill my cup. I'm a hungry man, no, I can't get enough. But I get by so I can love. And if the two of us, we disagree, that's fine, my brother, I still let you speak. I hear you, then you hear me. That's how we live in peace. I get knocked down when I get back up. When I'm thirsty, I fill my cup. I'm a hungry man, no, I can't get enough. But I get by so I can love. When I find that girl so sweet, there's nothing missing, I will finally feel complete. I'll go and sing these songs, but she'll never leave. Oh, how swell that will be. I get knocked down when I get back up. When I'm thirsty, I fill my cup. I'm a hungry man, no, I can't get enough, but I get by so I can love, but I get by so I can love.
Max and Julian's from the Big Poppies doing a live version of
a song called I Get By.
You're listening to KDRT, and we have a lot of shows. As a matter of fact, we have close to 30 shows that are produced weekly here by volunteers. And I'm going to ask Max to read something for you, because it's important that we get a little feedback now and then.
That whole page? I can't do that.
No,
I'm
just
kidding. Okay, here we go.
Just number three. There.
KDRT. KDRT loves to hear from listeners like you. Have comments about our programming, ideas for a show, want to get involved? Drop us a line at info@kdrt.org.
Very good. Thank you. You guys are pros. You know, you should start your own show here, the two of you.
It'd be really cool. You know, Chris, the drummer of our band, he had a show here
right.
for years and years and
right,
years.
Right.
He never invited us, but, you know, maybe we'll get back to it.
I did not know that. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I'll pick his brain about that one.
And Una.
Yeah, his wife, Una.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay. Let's see. You were going to mention upcoming shows.
Yeah. So we do have some shows coming up in the next few months. We actually have one next week, March 20th, Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday show
at a Powerhouse in Folsom at 8:30 with a few other bands. It's I believe it's sponsored by some other radio stations in the area and
okay.
all that. Really fun. And then April 6th, we're playing here in Davis at Delta Venus. One of our favorite places to play. It's kind of like an open mic, and then after the open mic, we go on and play as a band for an hour and a half or so. And that one's going to start at 7. It's a Saturday, I believe, April 6th at Delta Venus. And then June 8th, we're playing Blue Note Brewery in Woodland, which we play quite often and that we really like. Our buddy just moved, our drummer just moved to Woodland, so we spent
okay.
a lot of time there. And then we're also playing a big music festival called Owl Fest. It's June 28th through June 30th. It's a beautiful place up in, I believe, Willsieville. Up there.
Yeah.
It's like a campground where they have a stage in the middle and bands play pretty much all day long. And it's a big mix of like dad rock and like young blues rockers.
Nice.
And, you know, even like indie music. A lot of people from Davis. It's kind of like a regional. It's like based from a lot of artists in this area, and then it's up there because it's a really cool place to play. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. It's very family friendly place. It's a bargain for how many amazing. I was amazed. For 3 days, you get to see so many great bands and artists that are very successful and touring and recording with great people. And it's in a family-friendly like environment. It's a campground up in the woods, and it's so fun. So
and it's not to mention that's also very affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Bring your tent.
Absolutely, bring your tent.
Or RV. Or
just sleep right next to the big bonfire that we started
exactly.
last year.
Last year was our first time playing there, and you know we all immediately punched our ticket for this upcoming year.
So what are the dates for that again?
June 28th, which is a Friday, through Sunday, June 30th. It's about 2.5 hours from here towards Sonora.
And is there a website you gave people to go to for this?
I think you could probably Google Owl Fest.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and Owl I Fest. Think you yep, know yep. Scott Carpenter and yep. Max Riley Group.
Yep. Is he back to performing? He took a little break for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good, yeah. good.
We played Torch just the other night.
Okay, let's see. Where are we going from here? Let's look at the time. I've got 8 minutes. We've talked about what's coming up. We've talked about where people can find you.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to talk about? Your love lives? You ready to spill the beans here?
No. Maybe in 9 minutes. But, you know, we're just really happy to kind of like have this album out. It's going to be kind of a push for us to keep on playing out, because I think a lot of other artists have experienced this, probably every artist experiences that during the pandemic, it was very tough for us to even find the motivation to write new music, even though you can still write music in your house. It was just hard to do that with kind of like this. The situation that was going on. So it was kind of tough for us to kind of get back into the swing of things.
Right.
You know, honestly, it took us like 18 months to play our first show since the previous time we played a show, which is right before, you know, everything went down.
So you write. Do you write, Julian?
I write as well.
Okay. So for both of you, just quick answers. What in what kind of environment do you do your best writing? Does it just come to you? Do you wake up with it, or do you have to sit down and work on it?
Go ahead, start, Julian. I talk a lot.
Well, yeah, so for me, I always the music part usually comes a lot easier than the lyrics for me. I know there's a lot of musicians out there that can just write a song in 15 minutes.
Right.
I'm not really one of those. Usually I'll just beat my head against the wall till I get a couple good lines, in which maybe a good idea will come out, and then I usually just try to build upon those ideas from that point. But you do it enough, and you know the years go by, and you add up a big pile of songs,
right?
But it's a labor of love.
Okay,
you know,
I've always kind of just written songs out of the blue, kind of just jamming it on my guitar. Friday night, got a drink in my hand. I got a little inspiration flowing through my blood, and I'm playing a riff, and then all of a sudden just kind of start singing. And it can be gibberish, and it can just be nonsense, you know, Chili Peppers style lyrics. But then after a while, you kind of get some lines that you really like, and you find out like a rhythm that you want to keep going with, you know, a tempo. And the kind of rhyming scheme. And for me, it's just kind of all just everything I've always done. I'm a kind of self-taught musician. I took lessons and everything, but I don't have like the structure of really knowing what.
That's what Julian's here.
Yeah, that's
for.
What Julian's for. Which is why I said we really complement each other.
Interesting
really well.
Story is when I first got here with the Big Poppies, they played what I'd like to call street music.
Yeah,
a lot of odd timings and tempos,
right?
Which I came from a classical trumpet okay. background, and you know, I wrote a lot of pop music, and those are kind of more rigid and follow structures, and
right.
But that wasn't the case with Max, so that was interesting for me and fun, and a kind of a new challenge where I didn't think I would where I would find one, and it's just it's a good partnership that we have,
yeah.
creative partnership, and we're just kind of looking forward to keeping this train rolling.
We have so many songs that I wrote and then that he wrote separately, and then that the other band members have like right. come up with ideas.
Right.
We usually, as a band, kind of bring our ideas to the group, and then we kind of
go
do
for it.
We don't like maybe write every single song as all four of us together in the room.
Right.
And we don't just come in, this is exactly how it's going to be. You all have to play these parts.
Of course,
it's kind of in between. For the most part, with the band, and it's really fun. But then, like, there have been some times where, like, before Julian went off to Spain, we're kind of doing a little send-off jam party at my parents' house in the little man cave that we have. And then we were just kind of chilling, and we just started playing some kind of, you know, rocking kind of riff. And then we just kind of came up with a song. Cool. And the song's Hey Now. It's on our album, and we played it for you guys. Your wife loved the song. She said she loved it.
Yeah.
And that song came out in 5 minutes.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
it comes out like that. Yeah. Sometimes it takes 9 years to write a song.
Yeah. So it can happen. So that one was like one out of whatever 30, 40 that
so
kind of came out.
So we're running close to the end of time.
Sure.
But we're going to go out with a fade out song that you guys are going to sing. But before we do that, I want to thank both of you, Max and Julian, for coming on. It's been a quick hour. We could do this for another hour
easily.
So, but thank you.
It was
thank
really fun. Thank you so much, Peter. It's always a blast to come and hang out with you.
Thank you. And
thanks for having us.
Next week, I have, I lost the name, but he's from Cowboys After Midnight. Do you know that band?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to that. I'm actually going to listen to that then.
Okay. That's next
totally
week.
Totally going to listen to that.
That's next week. Yeah. And that's it. So thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Listening Lyrics right here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I've been your host, Peter Pastor. And again, thanks, Max and Julian. What's the song you're going to go out with?
Our last tune for today is a tune called No Denying.
All righty.
All right.
Thanks again, guys.
Ready? One, two. Real life is where you are, not where you go.